The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. If you're at work right now, and a lot of people are amazed to find out how many people listen to this show at work. Well, you listen at work and you think you're the only one? You sitting in that cubicle there? It's a little, by the way, it's a little early in the morning for that bag of Doritos. Just throwing that out there. Just, you know, and as long as you shouldn't have them, why don't you just give them to me? No, I kid. I kid. Actually, I'm not hungry. I'll talk more about that before the end of the half hour. You're starving over there? See, I need to set you up. That's what we need to do. I will talk about that a little bit in the half hour. I've got a couple of things to get to here in this half hour. We do have an update in the next hour on the Government Accountability Board, sort of. This is actually becoming a pretty big story, and there's another GAB story we didn't get to. Remember the porn-watching teacher? The Wisconsin reporter has details of what he was watching. Jason, I have two words for you. Lucky midget. Yes. Video. Video. Oh, yeah. That, and should a drone be able to fly over your house with a camera? Sure, why not, Jason says. I got nothing to hide. Some of the things we'll get into, but we start here. As you know, I have been on a virtual one-man crusade to make the case that there should be a Walmart Supercenter in downtown Green Bay. Planning Commission took an anti-Walmart vote this week and now goes to the council. I have criticized the local paper for being largely silent on this issue. When they did weigh in on it, it's mostly been, well, we should keep an open mind. Well, we should do that. Well, whatever. Okay. I know I criticize that paper a lot. When I name them my name, that usually means I'm going to praise them. The Green Bay Press Gazette has an outstanding editorial today. And they finally, more or less, come out in favor of the Walmart store downtown. They say a lot of things that you've heard me say, including a lot of things I said going into the Plan Commission meeting on Monday. But they say them very well. This is an excellent editorial, and I want to share it with you and throw in a few of my own comments. The Green Bay Plan Commission decision on Monday to change the comprehensive plan designation for Larson Green from general industrial to downtown says all we need to know about a proposed Walmart on North Broadway. The vote basically says the city opposes that plan. Why else would the Plan Commission not designate it commercial as Walmart requested? If anyone on the commission supports locating a Walmart on Larson Green, they would have voted for a commercial designation. We don't buy the argument that the commission was just bringing the comprehensive plan in line with the planned unit development. On the other hand, or even both, will have to be modified no matter what is built on Larson Green. Under the downtown designation, a developer would have to build a high-density, mixed-use, multi-story, pedestrian-friendly development. That's not a Walmart or any other large retailer. The Larson Green PUD is very specific and will need to be amended at some point. It calls for a mixed-use community with live-work buildings, townhouses, public buildings, parks. That sounds great, but no developer has come forward to bring that vision to fruition. I would like to reread that sentence. That sounds great, but no developer has come forward to bring that vision to fruition. If no one is able to develop those 15-plus acres as prescribed by the PUD and another large retailer comes along, will the city then change the designation to commercial then if another large? Okay, here's what they're saying. If they say no to Walmart, and they don't get any other offer, which the paper is hinting at, and I agree, is highly likely that they are that it's going to sit empty. Then what? Then Target. How would that look? They said no to Walmart. They sit there with their thumbs you know where. The property doesn't get developed. Bleeding red ink, and now Target comes along. Or so I'm just picking one out of a hat, Jason. Any big box retailer. And they say yes to it. How will Jim Schmidt and all these other anti-Walmart goons ever deny then that this wasn't anti-Walmart? Back to the editorial. So what if another retailer comes along? Will the city then change the designation to commercial? And listen to this. That would beg the question, why didn't the commission do that for Walmart? What sort of message does it send to other businesses looking to invest in downtown, which I have been screaming for months? Green Bay is sending the ultimate anti-business message here. What sort of message does it send to other businesses looking to invest in downtown? On Broadway, Inc. has owned the property since 07, and Walmart was the first business to seriously pursue the site. Do you understand that? They go on. If the retailer's purchase option lapses and On Broadway defaults on the loan, the city takes over the property. It will then be on the hook for the $3 million. The city will also most likely have to clean up the site, which Walmart estimates would be $1.4 million to $1.8 million, and probably tear down the existing buildings. We've not yet heard a compelling argument why Walmart should not be allowed to build. I want to say that again. We have not yet heard a compelling argument why Walmart should not be allowed to build. They go on. Walmart has not requested any financial assistance to develop Larson Green. Listen to this, and I said this on Monday. That, in and of itself, is unusual as commercial development goes. In fact, it has agreed to address the environmental issues of a post-industrial site and pay for the improvements. Do you know how rare that is? I don't think it's rare. I think it's unique that someone wanting to come in, create 300 jobs, $10 to $12 million on the tax base, probably create periphery business, and not ask the city to pay a dime, more or less. You know this happens all the time. Well, you pay for the cleanup. You give us the land for a dollar. You do this. You do that. Walmart isn't asking for any of that. And just about any other retailer will, and not retailer, any other business developer will. Walmart hasn't asked for any assistance to develop Larson Green. That, in and of itself, is unusual as commercial development goes. In fact, it has agreed to address the environmental issues and pay for the improvements and plans to employ 300 people, 200 to 300 people, which can't be ignored. Nah, no kidding. Like that's a small detail or something. Plus, every year that site goes undeveloped is another year of lost tax revenue. The city has estimated a downtown Walmart would be valued at $10 million or $634,000 in assessed value per acre. Per acre. Okay. Green Bay already has 6,700 acres or 23% of the property in the city that are tax exempt. This would be property that is working for the taxpayer. Some businesses on Broadway oppose opening a big box store at Larson Green, but we don't think a Walmart would be a direct competitor. Neither do I. Neither do they. They know that. The downtown stores on Broadway draw destination shoppers, meaning people go there for that express purpose. It's not incidental. Most of the shoppers are already driving past big box stores on their way downtown. By the way, that's a point I've never made. I mean, I made the point that they're not in direct competition, but they state that very, very well. They shop downtown because of the unique products and personal shopping experience these small business owners offer and pride themselves on. We don't think a Walmart will lure away these shoppers. In fact, a big box store might bring more incidental traffic to these smaller stores. That's what I believe would happen. We do worry somewhat about the added traffic downtown and would like to see a plan to accommodate the added congestion, but that's not a reason to turn down Walmart. You have to admit, this does sound a lot like what I did on Monday, doesn't it? With my pros and cons column. Just throwing that out there. Because I accept those arguments too, but I think they pale in comparison to the benefits. The paper feels the same way, their editorial. Businesses that want to locate downtown, after so many of them have fled since the demise of the Port Plaza Mall, should be encouraged. The first step is to reconsider the Plan Commission's recommendation, which goes to the Green Bay City Council on March 4th, after a 30-day comment period. The council should send the recommendation back and ask the commission to bring the PUD and comprehensive plan into line for a commercial designation. After that, the city and the retailer should work together to make this happen. That is really the first time the paper has come out saying you should put that Walmart down there. They have danced around the edges, in my opinion, and they have finally come out and expressed an opinion. It's an excellent editorial. It's simply outstanding. Yes, let me say that again. The Green Bay Press Gazette, look, my mouth doesn't even want to say it. The Green Bay Press Gazette did something simply outstanding. It's an excellent editorial. It really is. It covers all the bases, some of which I've covered previously, some that I didn't. Most that I've covered previously, but some that I didn't. It's outstanding. I want to go back, though, because this is just amazing to me. The city has estimated the downtown Walmart will be valued at $10 million, or $634,000 in assessed value per acre. And they're just going to say no to that. They're going to say no to a grocery store and retail store that the downtown residents need. They're going to say no to the 300 jobs, and they're going to say no to someone to getting that $3 million that the city's not going to. This is stunning to me. I know, I've been saying this for weeks, but someday I feel I'm going to wake up, come and do the show, and Jim Schmidt's going to have hit his head against a rock and come to his senses. But apparently, that's not going to happen. In advance of that council meeting, I'm going to call every day if I have to get Jim on the show. And make the case. Why? Why don't you want to do this? A friend just wrote, "Hey, Jerry, I'm literally parked in the Broadway district as I write this. Totally agree on Walmart and just have one thought. Would all of the elite anti-Walmart people be willing to submit their credit card receipts for the past year to see how many times they've shopped at the very store they oppose in their backyard?" He says, "Reminds me of the old joke about how two Christian men never acknowledge each other when they run into one another at the liquor store." Yeah, that's actually a pretty good analogy. Jim Schmidt's denials that this is an anti-Walmart, it's gone. It's not believable, Mayor. Nobody believes you. Nobody. Okay. I got you, Jason. I'm moving along. Story also in the paper today that the 0.5% sales tax, the stadium tax, could end next year, September 30th, 2015. As they say, that's an educated guess, but it's a date suggested to leaders of local municipalities by the Green Bay Brown County Football Stadium District in a letter sent last month. Executive Director Patrick Webb told board members Wednesday they are about 16 and a half months from being able to certify that they've set aside enough money to meet legislatively mandated responsibilities. State statute says the tax will be terminated after the last day of the calendar quarter that is at least 120 days after certification. So, an semi-educated guess is September 30th, 2015. You may not be aware, but if you do read the paper, there's been a lot of letters to the editors about certain county supervisors. There is a serious move afoot. When that ends, and now we're looking at next year potentially already, end of the third quarter of next year, that the county board is seriously considering replacing that with a 0.5% county sales tax. This sound is getting louder and louder. This will become the mission of this show if that happens. I remember someone online claimed I was wrong when I said that it can't be extended. The stadium tax cannot be extended. But the county board can simply vote a 0.5% county sales tax. So many people don't understand the difference between the two. We do not have a 0.5% county sales tax. We have a stadium tax. We could have both. They could vote right now for a 0.5% county sales tax. They could do that anytime they wanted, and they don't need to ask you. What a lot of supervisors apparently want to try to do is transition this, thinking you won't notice. I'll make damned sure you notice. And any elected official, and we're going to really start working on this, any county supervisor or any county executive, all one of them, if they don't state clearly what their position is on this sooner rather than later, we will make them. And there are some liberal supervisors who support it or are trying to pretend they don't support it. We will call them out. This will happen. That is, this will happen in terms of this show. What will not happen is that 0.5% county sales tax. People, however you felt about the stadium tax, you had a chance to vote on it, to use the opportunity that you're used to paying it so they can implement on their own a 0.5% county sales tax is something that's not going to be will not happen quietly. All right, I want to mention something to you because I did get some more emails after I mentioned it yesterday, and that is Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Two things. No, I don't have a website for you. And, yeah, you could just call Dr. Litwin, 920-268-1386. The most frustrating thing people have is, well, explain what it is. Well, I have. It's a way for you to stop. If you're like me and you've been fighting the battle of the bulge your whole life and have tried other ones where you lost a boatload of weight like I have, only to put it back on, this is for you. The thing that people are most intrigued about is how quickly I'm losing the weight. And everything you have been taught, all conventional wisdom is, that can't be healthy. I'm telling you it is, and it has so much more to do with the food. Jason has seen my capsules, my drops, my shakes, and it really is changing the way your body works. Or at least the way my body works, but it can for you too. If you call 920-268-1386, Dr. Litwin will explain all. If it's not right for you, it's not right for you. It's just the way it is. You'll be fine, but call won't cost you a penny. 920-268-1386. And Dr. Litwin can explain all of the stuff that I can't explain in a brief conversation on there. I'll just tell you that I've lost more than 10 pounds, zeroing in on 15 pounds, and it's been really just a couple of weeks. And yes, it can be done safely and in a healthy fashion. Call him today, 920-268-1386. Ton of stuff to get to in the next hour. 8:56.
Is today's low silver price set to double? Now's the time to take